Welcome to another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors, your frontline defense against identity theft. We're all about prevention. To find out more, go to keepmyid.org. Use the code FSN2 and you can get started now. You are listening to the Identity Theft Warriors. This is part 25. I'm Kerry Lutz. With us is Pat Crowe. He runs KeepMyID.org, the only effective identity theft prevention organization in existence. Pat, welcome back.
Hey, Kerry. Good to be back. It's been a while.
Yeah. So, hey, identity theft is a moving target. We got so many stories to cover here. The biggest one out there probably, and the worst thing that's happened is the Ashley Madison disaster. You've had suicides, you've had God knows how many divorces, and as it turns out, Ashley Madison was a big fraud mill.
Yeah, absolutely, Kerry. It's kind of, I mean, that just goes to show you that wherever you go to put your data, you know, you're at the mercy of whoever you give that information to. And I'm not, the extent of that breach, it's beyond identity theft, right? It's much more closer to home and home wrecker. I mean, there's guys that come out, I can't remember any of the celebrities off the top of my head, but every day it seems like there's a new revelation of people that were exposed, including government employees. I think Martin County in Florida had a certain number, you know, under 100 of their employees, probably like 10 or something, were found to be accessing Ashley Madison's information using their work email.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just incredible. And yeah, it proves the point, like you were saying, that you have to really be wary about what websites you sign up for. Obviously, that one was a little bit what you would call, I guess, a explicit kind of website. So if you're signing up for a porn website, if you're signing up at a dating website, any website that you actually give information to, for instance, I will never give my actual birth date to any website that I sign up with, and except you know, maybe the credit databases, you know, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax, because I would hope that they would have the most strict security of any of them out there. Because once they have your date of birth, and then they have your social security number, you're dead. Then they have everything that they need, pretty much.
Yeah, Kerry, you said something, the fraud mill aspect of it, I found interesting. So, you know, it just goes to show you that men and women are indeed different, because they propose that as a site where you're going to be able to have an affair. 90% of the people on there were men.
Yeah.
So yeah. You're just feeding your own fantasy when you signed up for that thing, thinking that, you know, some woman was going to be on there who wanted to have an affair with you. It's like 90% of them are men, and who knows what percentage of those guys are men posing as women.
Oh, well, they said that virtually all of the so-called women on there were just bots. They all came back to Ashley Madison, all the IP addresses. There were very few women who were actually on Ashley Madison. It was just a big fraud scheme to get guys who were desperate, unhappy with their marriages, whatever, looking for affairs to basically pay money. And that's the thing. There's going to be class action lawsuits on it, although I think most of the plaintiffs will prefer to be anonymous. But the whole thing, Ashley Madison, was just a big scam. And even though it's hurt a lot of people, the exposing of it, of the subscribers, it's shown that this thing was just preying on people's, you know,
base nature, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
And the suicides that have come out of it are, you know, the biggest part of the tragedy.
Yeah, the suicides, ruined marriages, ended careers, and everything else. And that kind of goes back to what we were talking about last time about the Federal Office of Personnel Management. Now we find out that the Chinese are setting up a Facebook of U.S. government employees. Mm-hmm. Literally, they've taken all that data, and now you see that the U.S. government's pulling spies out of countries because they've been hacked.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's my old line of work there. And when I saw this coming down, I was alarmed, and Charles Allen, who was a former deputy director of national intelligence, probably had the best piece about it. He's like, this is going to go on. This is going to seriously impact our intelligence collection activities and our counterterrorism activities forever, really. Or, you know, you got to rebuild a lot of stuff from the ground up. And I know that, you know, I've talked about before on the show that my phone number was in there. Yeah, in addition to all my other information, and that since that breach has occurred, I've been all kinds of spear phishing attacks have occurred using the phone number that I gave to OPM to assist them in the conduct of their background investigations. And so the Chinese, you know, they not only did they gain the intelligence information out of the hack, they made money by selling the data to criminals, because the stuff I'm getting Nigerian scam phone calls, I'm getting all the typical scam phone calls, usually the Nigerian scam boiler room phone calls. But that did not happen to me at all until after the breach. So we're on a list of people that have money. Right. So criminals know that federal employees have a certain dollar amount of money that they're making every year. And the bad news for the criminals, I mean, I hope they didn't pay top dollar, because most federal employees are fairly risk averse and they're usually pretty good at hanging up on people when they call them on the phone. But that gift is going to continue to keep giving with the Facebook aspect of it. So they've got they have the biometrics of the individual. They have their fingerprints, their name, what kind of psychiatric medication they might be taking, what their debt history is. And, you know, they're going to go through there and find out where all the weakest links are and try to run some kind of operation on them. And as you've mentioned, we're already having to shut down operations because of that breach. And the tragic part about it is that OPM had been warned by many, many different agencies. Many different agencies expressed concerns to OPM about their breach and about the contractors that they had conducting a lot of their background investigations. The scandal before this one, as you recall, was a thing called curbsiding, which is where in the conduct of a background investigation, the contractor would just pencil whip interview. He said, oh, I talked to this guy at this address, and this is what he said about the subject of the investigation. They were just making that stuff up, and the slang for it's curbside, because the guy might actually pull up to the house and not get an answer, but rather than try to track the person down, he's going to falsify the report. So that whole system has been rife with problems, and it's tragic, and it's really going to have an impact on our national security for years to come.
Yeah, well, hey, I got a notice in the mail this week from American Express that a company I did business with had been breached. Then I got a thing in the mail from one of KeepMyID.org's competitors saying I had a free year's subscription. And then I read 2 days ago that Trump Hotels, all of their hotels had been hacked over the past year. And then it made sense, because I had stayed at the Trump Hotel, it was last March. And of course, yeah. And then I got a new credit card in the mail from American Express. And I was like, why did I get this? And then it all kind of fell into place. We've had so many hacks in the past few weeks besides Ashley Madison. It's become even more of an epidemic. And the need to protect yourself has just gone up really geometrically here.
Yeah, the Identity Theft Resource Center out there in California, they're kind of like the clearinghouse, the nonprofit clearinghouse that the industry uses, and they keep track of all the breaches and the extent of them, and there were 800 of them last year. So there's almost, you know, two a day that happen, and some are bigger than others. Trump's is going to be interesting. I hope somebody asks him about it, because I'd like to hear his take on it. Be very interesting to hear his response one way or the other. It may not be based in fact or credible in any way, shape, or form, but I'd definitely be interested in to hear how he responds to this. Hopefully somebody will be able to ask him about it at some point in time, because it is one of the biggest problems facing the United States at this point in time. And, you know, we need leadership that is going to understand this. And there are some guys in Congress now that are starting to get it. Some states are starting to get it, and they're starting to pass some laws that will help us protect our identities. But the ID Theft Resource Center keeps track of all these things. There were 800 of them last year. And the big ones that are coming up, you talked about Trump's hotels, and then the one that happened, I think they released the information on Thursday. Yeah, last Thursday they released the info. It was T-Mobile, and 15 million of their customers were exposed. Okay, and that's
million?
A lot.
15
that's
million?
That's a lot. And this, wow. Yeah, and this, and the period, the time period was from September 1st, 2013 to September 16th, 2015. And that's scary because how long do they know about it? And the names, addresses, social security numbers, dates of birth, the second form of ID, driver's license, right, passport, military ID, and any other additional information that T-Mobile likes to have, or was in that breach. And this is a company that was a third party performing these services for T-Mobile. And I got bad news for everybody because the breach was Experian. And Experian sells their own ID theft protection services, among other things. It's called Protect My ID, but they had a 15 million person breach. And if you were associated with T-Mobile, and you know, it's a Lego set for how to target somebody's identity. And there's a lot you can do. And these services, they're all going to get their emails, and you know, they're going to get the mail for the service, but it's just going to be credit monitoring. And my colleague Brian Krebs, Krebs on Security, he's a newspaper guy who really got into this over and became an expert. Him and Robert Siciliano are probably the two guys I listen to the most. And you know, Brian said, "Hey, what you're going to get from Experian and LifeLock and these other things are not going to help you block the theft, because they're going to notify you after the crooks have opened a new line of credit in your name," to quote him directly. And what these services do is provide you after the fact notification. And what we're doing to keep my ID is what Experian went to court to keep us from doing, to keep LifeLock from doing in particular, is that we're filing a fraud alert on your accounts ahead of time. So it becomes very difficult for anyone other than you to open a new line of credit in your name. It's one step below a credit freeze, and they charge you for a credit freeze, which, you know, I'm still, you know, the future, hopefully the wave of the future is that, you know, you can go to a website and toggle on and toggle off your credit at these bureaus. Yeah. The problem is they're making too much money off of turning these things on, exactly, and turning them off. The way the law is written right now is they can't charge for a fraud alert, but you have to have an attorney do it for you, which is how we came into existence. We provide that attorney that's going to go on there and go to the credit bureaus and put this fraud alert on your site to make it much, much more difficult. It's the only proactive service that is out there. And then, you know, what my colleagues in my company, my partners, found in their many years of law enforcement in the fraud divisions of large metropolitan police departments, the Secret Service and the FBI, Texas Rangers, is that victims don't get what they think they're going to get from these companies when they sign up for them. And that's one thing that when we set up the company is that we were going to be different. We have an unlimited restoration guarantee. You know, we're going to keep working with you until you get your problem solved. Most of the stuff you're going to get from these breaches for free, down on the fine print, it says we'll provide you 30 days worth of assistance. And yeah, you know, I have a hard time getting my head around that, because on something like this, you're just getting started.
Oh God,
on 30 days, especially when you look at what went down in this Experian T-Mobile breach that occurred last week.
Oh yeah, 30 days, you're just finding out what the damages are. 30 days is nothing. I mean, unlimited. Yeah, because the stuff pops up for years afterwards. I've had friends where for years they've been experiencing these problems. So if you're serious about it, this is what you have to do. You got to go to keepmyid.org, type in the code FSN2, and sign up today. Sign up for the family, because take the year plan, you'll save. You got to get serious about it because, look, the thieves out there, they are serious. They're thinking up new ways to steal your ID 24/7, and they're very effective. I mean, look what's going on here. 800 incidences last year. They've probably surpassed that in June of this year. I'll bet, Pat, that we're going to be close to double that this year. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So keepmyid.org. Use the code FSN2. Pat, we will talk to you again soon. Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you, Kerry.
This has been another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors. To find out more, go to keepmyid.org and use the code FSN2 to get started now.